you know, this money thing at Alabama, you're putting the onus more on Alabama, more on the colleges that subscribe to this issue of throwing money at coaches that is the biggest prime mover in the process?
No question. We've always said, and we continue to say, and we've talked about it on this show and other instances, the influence of money is a part of what makes the college athletics have some of the problems that it has. It's the reason that Congress is sticking their nose into wanting to know what goes on. It's the reason that people make bad decisions about academic fraud and recruiting scandals and player eligibility and what grades they're going to what classes they're going to take, because people are chasing that holy grail, that brass ring. And in Alabama's case, they've made a very powerful statement about the priority that they put on football vis-a-vis everything else that goes on in Alabama and what they're willing to do in order to have a winning football team. So by its very nature, they're sending a message to their faculty, to their staff, to their players, to their rest of their student body population about how they prioritize and what's important to them.
And when you have the head of the NCAA saying that coaches' salaries are the number one issue, what is the NCAA doing in terms of a substantive strategy to require university presidents and athletic directors to make sure that that message does not overcome or damage the priority, the prime responsibility to make sure these young men are prepared for life as a total lifetime of achievement, not just through sports?
Well, I mean, I think the NCAA is in a tough spot because they can't mandate what people pay, because now you start having collusion and restriction of trade and all that sort of stuff, and they can get into trouble. And I'm not suggesting in any way that coaches shouldn't take the money that's on the table. It's a market economy, and if you have a product to sell and there are takers out there, you sell it to the highest bidder. I have no issue with Nick Saban and whether he's worthy of it or any of that stuff. The issue really lies with the leadership on the college campuses, and they have to realize that every time you make a decision like this, you send a powerful message to the rest of your community about what's really important. So what I mean by that is, when a kid might be struggling in school and he's trying to stay eligible to play another year or another game or whatever, the urge and the influence of deciding, does he cheat, does he try to get help that's not appropriate, does he plagiarize, whatever, starts to creep in. And if he's starting to feel like, well, geez, if they're going to pay somebody $4 million, they must be able to understand the pressure that I'm feeling to have to do what I have to do to stay eligible. The same thing with the coach is feeling like, geez, we have to compete at a certain level, so maybe I shouldn't be talking to this kid because it's a violation, but I'm going to do it anyway because we have a chance to get him, and then we go to a major bowl game. You see where I'm going with that? And that's hard to rein back in when you've made these kinds of decisions to pay this kind of money.
Is it possible to find a silver lining, the fact that a Nick Saban is saying, you know, I tried it for 2 years as a head coach in the NFL, and it's the college experience, it's the more human connection with these more moldable young people that's more important to me. Isn't that a positive thing?
It is a positive thing from the standpoint of, you're talking to somebody, as you know, that benefited greatly from his college experience. We both went to Dartmouth College and played collegiate athletics, and in my case, I had a coach that really had a profound impact on my life, and I'm still using the lessons that I learned from all those years of playing for him in college. So I'm the first person to say that coaches that really understand their role as educators and leaders of people can have a profound impact, and kudos to folks that see themselves as educators at the college level. The problem is, you still are sending a powerful message to everybody involved when you're going to say that we value football so much, winning football games is so important, that we're willing to invest $32 million plus over 8 years to bring somebody in to do that.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, no questions asked, and in some cases there's a rumor that he's even going to get bonuses for winning some of the bigger bowl games, and you know, you have to scratch your head and ask yourself, how can you have any more bonuses on top of a salary like that, when I would have thought that the reason that you're hiring somebody is because you expect to get to those bowl games in the first place.